the Pharisees and the leaders of the people that were in charge of the religious sect in those days was fighting by all means to make sure that the news of his resurrection did not permeate. In fact, the Bible said that they paid some people to pervert the news and to say that what happened now was that his corpse was stolen. What is he trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you that the summary of all the gospel, everything about our faith, is hinged upon the fact that Jesus died. Not just died, resurrected. Without the concept and phenomenon called resurrection, according to Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said that our faith is in vain. Are you with me now? Now, the fundamental thing you need to understand is that the ministry, the thing that we are called into, the facility with which a believer is constituted in such a way that he will become that which is mirrored in Christ, is called life. You see, but life, the basis of constitution, is based on the principle of resurrection. I know you don't understand what I said. So that's my job this evening. My job this evening is to explain to you what I just said now. It's not enough for you to come to church every day, attend meetings called believers' meeting. You need to know the end of God. You need to know what God intends to achieve in any time he calls us to himself. Are you with me? You see, man fell at the Garden of Eden. Reduce a little. Man fell at the Garden of Eden, but that is not the end of God's project. As a matter of fact, the project of God superseded the event of the fall. Because as of then, the purpose of God is captured in what is the component of the tree of life. Are you with me? And as long as man did not succeed in partaking of the tree of life, that means the agenda of God. Remember what I told you. I told you that the purpose of God is that by life, this life we talk about is the life of God, you be constituted in such a way that you mirror the image of his son. Are you with me? Now that life was what was captured in the tree of life. But Adam did not succeed in his adventure. He did not succeed in partaking of that tree of life, so that by that partaking, by that koinonia, he will be able to be constituted thereby. You see? So that means, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. That means there are many things Adam lost at his fall, but there are things he didn't lose. One of the things he didn't lose is the things he did not even engage. And what is that thing that Adam did not engage? He did not succeed in engaging in it. What was it? Yes, that means, are you with me? That resurrection, that redemption is to bring us to the plane in God where we are qualified to partake of that life. Because we partook of death, of the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, before we encountered eternal life. Because the eternal life that was on the tree of life was constituted, was constituted in such a way that a man that partakes in it receives the same dimension of existence, possibility, nature that is captured in God himself. But man fell before he partook. So there are many things we lost. We lost dominion. Are you with me? We lost dominion. We lost fellowship. We lost many things. But there is something we did not lose. And if it is true we did not lose it, it is not captured in the fundamentals that we receive at new birth, at redemption. It then means that redemption is something that stands us in the stead where we will receive the capacity to partake of the same thing we did not lose. That means that thing that is captured in the tree of life was what was carrying in its experimental dimension what God wants to achieve in us and through us. You see, when man partakes of that tree, the content of life, that life, what will happen is that you will be constituted to the image of the Son and his likeness. So what God intended, in as man partakes in life, in that tree of life, you will notice that in maturity, you see, the word son means two things. The kind of son we talk about, you see, when you are born again, they say you are the son of God. Is it not true? But there is another meaning of that word son in Greek. That one speaks about maturity, where you have entered the place where you have received the capacity to fill in the space in God's preordination that you are meant to fill. Before you are able to fill that space, you will arrive at a point in your maturity where your name in sonship will be Tekno. So after me, Tekno. It is simple. Doc, no matter how you love that your... Hi. Yesterday is his birthday. He is not big enough. No matter how much you love him, probably, just like some of us, we have promised him an aeroplane. See, no matter how much you love your two-year-old boy, you can't give him khaki. Why? You see, that kind of thing he's desiring is his inheritance. Is it not true? But as long as he's a babe, he will continue to live below the potentials, even though that they, in fact, the father wants to will the estate. A time will come when a son reaches a level of maturity, the father will just relax and be watching the son doing a good father. The greatest feeling of achievement and fulfillment that he has is that his son has come to the point where he can execute things without him doing anything about it. Things are just going. That is a plane in God that is called Techno. That is the purpose for which we were created. Are you with me? Now, if it is true, that means that there is a project and purpose that is captured in the heart of God that is beyond what happened in redemption. I'm assuming man did not fall. Is that the end of God's project? Let's assume. Is it not? Are you getting the point I'm making? Let's assume that Adam did not sin. Does it mean God doesn't have project? So what is that project God had irrespective of the fall? That project is what I came to just touch the foundation and show you where we are going. My brother said yesterday that if you don't know where we are going, there are some kind of price you can't pay. Sometimes you even wonder, I keep saying it, you wonder why we come every day. The reason why we come every day is that the life you received have the capacity to approximate. The problem is that many people want to see the approximation using natural tools and utensils. It is not possible. You have to use spiritual tools to measure approximation. Are you with me? And that means that most times there might not be physical evidence. You might still be wearing the same clothes. You might still, your capacity for grammar might not have improved. Money in your pocket might not have improved. The things about your maturity might not be clearly obvious, even though over time it will become obvious. It will become obvious, at least if nothing is obvious, the dimension of the molding of character. Things like wisdom will become obvious. My father, before he died, one time he sent me to go and pastor a church. When he sent me there, do you know on what basis he sent me? He said that he knows that I'm wise. That's why he's sending me. When he said that, I went back and cried. I know if you are the one, you rejoice. Your father say you are wise. You know why? There were days he said, I'm foolish. You see it? Are you getting the point? Follow me. What I'm trying to say is that I follow Jesus to the point that he made a foolish man wise. I prefer that kind of wisdom. Do you know what it means? It means that for me to continue administrating that kind of wisdom, I must depend on Jesus forever. You see, but people want something they will collect from God and then they will administrate it on their own. No, God, if it is coming from God, he will both give you and supervise how it's being spent. But the natural and selfish man will want to collect something from God and then go. And then use that thing the way he wants. That is the way of Adam. That is the way of the fallen man. Jesus have to rescue us from that point. I want to show you how men are constituted, because the target of God is to constitute us with Christ. You see, massive scriptures just littered in a pattern before me in the spirit, like this. So let's start from the book of John chapter 1. Let me show you something. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Quickly, you have to be fast. Esther. The same was in the beginning with God. Esther is not fast. If your phone is the team beeping, put it on silent quickly. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was what? And the life was what? Now, what I want to bring up from there is that word that said, in him was what? You are not with me. In him was what? Let's say call it together. One, two, ready, go. My purpose here is to show you one thing. In this scripture that I read, I just want to show you one thing. I was speaking about the word. I need to know. Do I need to prove to you that Christ Jesus is the eternal word? Do I need to? I believe all of us know that. Is it not true? Do I need another proof? Huh? There is no proof. Do I need to prove it to you? Doc wants me to prove it. Let's go to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. Oh. Your eye is saying, prove it, prove it. So that's why I'm proving it. Huh? That which was from the beginning. If you notice, the person that wrote the book of John, the Gospel of John, is also the person that wrote the Epistle of John. So if you see the beginning of this one and the beginning of the Gospel of John, one of the things you will notice is that it seems as if it is the same person that wrote it. Is it not true? They are almost using the same language. They almost started the same way. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have what? Heard. Which we have what? Seen with our eyes. Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2. You see Esther now. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, was what? Manifested unto us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I think I need to add. Do I need to add one more proof? Okay, let's go to the book of Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have, are you with me? Now I think you need to go to maybe verse, let's start from verse 16 so that you get the context. You will see that the encounter that John was speaking about in the book of 1 John chapter 1, from that verse 1 to verse 3, is the same encounter that Peter is speaking about in this book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Are you with me? Because you remember, the basis of this, their analogy, this, their exposition, is the encounter they had on that mountain with Jesus, where they had Peter, James, and John. The only reason why James didn't write his own is why? Why didn't James write his own? You, my guy. You are correct. They killed him before he could write. But every other person that was participant in that encounter spoke about it. In fact, they spoke about it as the basis of their apostolic authority. They included it as one of the basis of their apostolic authority. Now he said, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our what? I'm not hearing you. Of our what? Let this one stay. Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the basis of every other thing that will follow. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am what? Well pleased. Verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. You now remember. He is that holy man. That's the encounter. Now look at verse 19. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, where unto you do well that you take it as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. This is another proof, but I need one more proof. Let's see the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Book of Hebrews chapter 1. Are you with me? Verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, what? Spake in time past unto our fathers by the prophets. Watch verse 2 now. He said, hath in these last days, what? Spoken unto us by his Son. This word spoken. This is the Son is the utterance now. That means the spoken dimension of God. What is the spoken dimension of God? The spoken dimension of God is called his word. Maybe one of these days we also show you the dimensions of the Christ. There is what we call Christ the spoken dimension of God. That is actually where I'm driving at. That word that was spoken about in the book of the Gospel of John chapter 1, he said that the life of God is in that word. I'm trying to show you that word being spoken about is the eternal Christ, who is the Son of the living God. Watch. Whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Does this look familiar? Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by what? Okay. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I think he stopped here. Let me see verse 4. No, he stopped there. Now, all I'm trying to prove to you is that the word is the self-same person as the eternal Christ. And in this personality dwells the life. So the Bible said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. I think there is three other scriptures that has clarity on it. But it will mean that we'll bring out a special Bible study for it. I think there is one other scripture in the Epistle of John, and one other in the Gospels. But I don't have time now. What I want to prove to you, go back to the book of the Gospel of John chapter 1. Let's start there. I want to show you something. I want to show you something that happened before man was created. Are you with me? I want to show you what was in the heart of God before he ever created man. And everything that God is doing, no matter how he manifested himself, it is still towards that target, achieving that aim that is in his heart. And if I succeed in showing you that, the next thing I will show you is how God intends to achieve that thing that is in his heart. If it is true that we have found out how God intends to achieve it, I will now show you where you are in the whole equation. Because you need to know what God wants to do, how he wants to do it. And then you now know where you are, whether you are even in the equation. How many years have you pastored now? A year. Okay, are you sure it's not up to 2 years? Almost. How many months?
6 months.
An average pastor doesn't know where we are going. An average man of God doesn't know where we are going. All they know is to collect offering, collect tithe, build things, do things, answer big name, go. They don't know the end. And if it is true that they don't know the end, they don't even know what it takes to get to the end and when the end is achieved. Do you know the problem? God will continue. As we have thousands of pastors everywhere, he say, I'm looking for a man. What does he tell you? What are other people doing? It means that whatever they are doing is not achieving God's end. Now, initially when they started, it will not be obvious. Are you with me? All of us, we come with the same good heart. But at the long run, it will show that we don't know where we are going. Many of the times, the revelation of where we are going and what it takes to get there is too much that people are not willing to pay the price. Remember, I told you people that Jesus is not just our Lord and Savior, that he's also the pattern man. It means that there is a way he lived, there is a way he did ministry, there is a way he operated upon the face of the earth. The expectation of an average believer is to live likewise. Are you getting the point? The scripture said that the disciple is not greater than the master. Huh? If he suffered, we will suffer. If he walked in power, we what? You see, walking in power is not something to boast about. It's not something that makes you special. It is something. Jesus lived that way. He lived by power. He lived by prayer. He lived purity. He lived holiness. It's not, you don't choose holiness. There are some people, sometimes I make some quote on Facebook. I know there are some people that fear doesn't allow them to comment on my post. They go everywhere and they are saying many things about men of God, saying, but they are afraid of my own man of God. See, all men of God are not the same. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because they look at what I'm saying, they can't even fathom the depth. You know, it's when you know the depth, you begin to attack. They don't even know the end. They don't know, there is no way they can put hand in this one. Where will you put hand? You will first of all understand where the person is coming from. But if it's all of my post is, you will come out with distinction. Say amen. When you come out, you will be the best graduate in everything good for you and all that and all that. This year is your year of favor. Nothing bad will happen. As Nigeria is turning upside down, you are turning upside up. As the world is doing like this, you are doing like this. Everybody will die. Death shall not come to your house. What kind of life are you living that everybody will die? What kind of life is that? Why are you here? The life that Jesus lived in the scripture, his living was just because of the people. If the people are not there, there is no purpose to his living. The kind of life that Paul lived, you know the kind of life he lived. He came to a point, he said, I'm in betwixt to either go over to this side or stay here. But I think I will stay here. Why? Because of you people. So what is making him stay here is people. But he wanted. And you said amen. Okay, you have said amen to that thing. Come here. You have said amen. You see, it's selfishness. And are you with me? An average believer has been trained in selfishness for long, and they have made the prayer point. And when they seem as if they received answer on that line, they will think it's a proof that God is with them. When you appear before Jesus, they will say, depart from me, oh you worker of iniquity. You will say, what did I do? What did I do? You will find out you spent your life exalting the mundanity, exalting mammon, exalting the principles of the flesh, exalting self. At the end, God did not achieve his means in your life and through your life. You don't know where we are going. Huh? If you know where we are going, you will know what we need to build to get to that point. You will find out that many things that is used as building materials in the body of Christ will never achieve God's end if we continue to go that way. Huh? If it is true that we have even come to the point that we understand the building material, because there are many people, if you ask them, they will tell you that what we use to constitute and build in the body of Christ is what? Say Christ. Yes. The revelation of Christ. The equation is this: how do we get to that point in the spirit where we have begun to touch experimentally the revelation of Christ? See, it's not just to say it in the mouth. Huh? Experimentally, we have to touch that dimension. If it is possible, then something needs to happen. And that is the gospel that everybody runs away from, because it is the gospel of the deeper life. You see, you will not under, you don't get what I'm saying. When you are born again, you receive life. Huh? That means you actually operated. How many of you have heard people say that the new creature is superior to what Adam was? You have heard it, right? That the new, why?
He didn't eat the fruit of the tree of life, so there was no life. Is away.
You actually have correct. So why are you afraid? You see, the difference between the new creature and the old creature is that the new one has partaken of the life that the old one was expected to partake of. That's where I started. I told you that irrespective of everything that Adam had, there is one thing that he didn't have. And are you with me? And what he lost was what he had. He can't lose life, I mean the life of God, because he has never gotten it at that point. Are you with me? What he operated from is from his soul, even though his soul was made living as a result of the fact that a reaction took place between his soul and the breath of God. So he became a living soul. Huh? But there is the life of God that he needed to partake from, that is captured in the tree of life, which in itself retains the capacity to constitute him into the eternal dimension of God. So when he partakes of that life, he begins to see himself like Christ. Are you with me? See himself like Christ. See himself like Christ. After some time, he will become a full matured representation of the physical dimension of the Son of God. And then that is the beginning, because what God intended is to have a corporate expression of that dimension. So it will be no more one man. It will be all the generations of that man being constituted by the same life. Huh? And because there are many, they are one body but yet being many now, and they are constituted with the same life. So according to the unit that you are, remember the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He said that some are eyes, some are nose. Remember, what we are constituting is the Son of God. All of us together as human beings is the body of Christ. Are you getting the point? You as an individual is not the body of Christ. But when we gather together, we are the body of Christ. Actually, the mystical body is already existing. It is not we gathering together that made the body of Christ. It is the body of Christ that we are being drawn into. So just because if you are not there, the body is there. Are you getting the point? You people, that this teaching has become deeper for you now. This teaching is the deeper life. I'm just telling you the real meat, the real bone. And the reason why I have to teach you these things is so that you will think deep and meditate deep. You leave the shallow places so that you know why we pray and fast and labor into God. First of all, if it is true that you have not even entered into the understanding, it means that you have basic work to do. What is your basic work? Huh? That the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, be enlightened, be enlightened, be enlightened. You see the difference between two believers. one is already entering into dimensions of deeper life, because he knows it is in that life that he receives the capacity to be constituted. And that constitution was what was in the heart of God even before he ever created man. So the facility of constitution is already in God. What I was trying to show you in all this scripture I read is that that facility of constitution, which is in life, is in the word, and that word is the Son. Are you getting the point? Are you now with me? Is it clear now? But before Adam fell, it was in a tree. So Adam lost dominion, lost authority. But that is what he lost because he had it. There is something he didn't have. What was it? But when you got born again, was it not true that you received the same life? Have you not seen why you are a new race of being? When people say you are a different kind of creation, what is, on what basis? Have you seen the basis now? The basis is that you partook of the same life that Adam was ordained to partake of, but he did not succeed. Are you not getting the point? Now, I will now show you further, after now, the purpose of that life and how it is supposed to draw you to the purpose of God. Because the challenge with us partaking of this life after our fall, are you with me? Is that we are partaking of another fruit. As long as you are born on this earth and you are a generation of Adam, you partook of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil in your father Adam. Do I need to prove to you? Let me show you. First, no, don't go there. Let me just quote it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think around 45, 46, 47. The Bible said there that it was not that which was heavenly. It was first that which was earthy. Meaning that before we receive the dimension of the heavenly man, we first of all receive the dimension of the earthly man, Adam. Are you seeing the problem now? So we partook of the rebellious nature, the rebellious dimension of Adam. Then on that, we now receive the dimension of the new man, his life. Are you not getting the point? Meanwhile, the purpose of God is that man should be constituted by life. Unfortunately, before we partook of this life, we partook of death in Adam. Are you not getting the point? So something needs to happen. The best way I can explain this thing to you is some of this word that motivational speakers use. And my guy, you know these things. Before you learn, you unlearn. Is it not true? Brave minds, what? Concerns. Before you learn, you unlearn. In fact, the real learning is first on learning. You see, the capacity to be in the cutting edge of the move of God, even trends in the society, not just in the spirit, is that you have retained the capacity to unlearn. You see, there are people that is, you can be 25 years old and you are old. Do you know why? The knowledge you have about life is already 10 years old. But there is a man that can be 70 years old, but he is younger than you in mind. Do you know why? His knowledge is 6 months old. Unfortunately, or rather fortunately, you operate on earth based on knowledge that you are exposed to. Are you getting the point? That means the man, because of the fact that he is seeking knowledge, has been unlearning. But many of you, if you, tomorrow, you are still young, but tomorrow if you marry, you will beat your wife because you saw your father beat. Are you seeing the point now? That means the knowledge you still have is the one that was imparted to you as a result of the fact that you saw it growing up. Imagine when you are now born again and they began to teach you many things, but they have not bothered to help you to unlearn the one that you have learned. And on top of the one that you have learned, they are teaching other things. One day you will behave like my friend. My friend is a very gentle guy. If you talk about beating wife and all this, hey, no, you have to pamper these ladies. The man with the experience is smiling. You have to, you don't, they are the weaker. They will say, no, you have to be strict, you have to be. You say, no, you don't have to touch, you don't have to do anything. My guy married 6 months into marriage. He slapped the wife inside between. The wife used head break tile. The tile on the wall. That's when we found out. Are you with me? You are not with me. He learned many things. Huh? But when he was learning, he did not bother to unlearn first. Because the guy passed through a terrible childhood. Are you with me? Very terrible. And he started learning many good things about people and about marriage. He did not bother to unlearn the one that was there. He didn't know that this knowledge I'm talking about is not mental knowledge. It is the constitution of the heart. From the abundance of the heart. The heart, from your heart, is the issues of life. That is a fountain, a wellspring. Such that the operations of the heart is fundamentally subconscious. It means that if he enters your heart, you live there before you have even known you have lived there. If you're, for example, there are people that if something wants to happen to you now, you say, mommy. But if you are normal and if it's happening, you say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. If it happens suddenly, you will say, mommy. But if it happens more, you will say, Jesus. That means your subconscious retains a personality that have the capacity to save you when there is big trouble. And his name is not Jesus. I just taught you something. That's why people come in church, they say, shout Jesus 7 times. They shout, it's not powerful. Because they have not retained God in their knowledge. Huh? And if you have not retained God in your knowledge, you cannot call him forth in the days of danger. Spontaneously, you can't call him forth. You see, now you can say Jesus, but what your heart is constituted with is mommy, is daddy, is whatever. It can even be your pastor self. But if your heart is constituted with Jesus, when he comes, subconsciously, even when you are weak, I have seen people that they are almost, they had accident and they are almost dead. Nothing is working. Many, all kinds of injury. Small life that is remaining. I say, Jesus, I can't die. Jesus, I can't die. Jesus, I can't die. Jesus, I can't die. Just small is coming out. These men are constituted. You can't help yourself on that day. You can only give out what you already have. So my friend found out he has not unlearned. You don't know many of the things that God was doing. Many of the things God is doing to many people in this query site in this period is to make them to unlearn. And when you're unlearning, you'll be smelling like sore wound. It's a good thing. Happened to me for many years. As a matter of fact, if God wants to take you to a new layer of a knowledge in deeper life, the first thing he will do is to open your sore wound. And you will smell for like 2 weeks. You don't know till you can still lie. Has it not happened to you? All of you, you are sent. You are every. You don't notice. One is when there is the process of God wants to walk. Let me take an example. A deeper dimension of purity. You prayed for purity and holiness. You prayed, cried. You woke up in the morning and you look at one damsel. Look at him and say, Kai, this damsel fine. Look at the way she is walking. This my guy has refused to laugh. You better hear me. You see, I'm saving your life. You know this thing I'm saying is practical. No, be so. It's practical things. And it's the same thing with the ladies. So, as I'm saying, guys, the ladies, their own is worse. Because, yes, they have told them, don't say that kind, don't allow people to know that kind of thing. Even if you are feeling it, hide it. Is it not true? That's what a lady has been taught. You will not go answer me. If you are feeling it, hide it. Make sure Satan is not aware you are hiding it. Yes, because you will die with it. And if you meet thieves, wolves in sheep's clothing, if they look at you, they will know you are hiding it. Some of the people that Satan uses to perpetuate such evil, they have knowledge that is beyond natural. They will look at a very serious sister that is dressing well and know that there is lust still in her heart. But all of us, we look physically, we cannot pray, we can't know. But that guy knows. He will just go and say, you say, no, he's a powerful sister, she can't fall. Don't worry. After 6 months, they will tell you what has happened between the two of them. I think this my message is for somebody. I don't speak like this anyhow. Once I start speaking like this, you need to come and report yourself to me, so that I can help you now before you enter into trouble. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Once you submit yourself to accountability, you find that it becomes hard for Satan to collect you. But continue thinking you are strong. Great. The day we fall, great will be your fall. So on the day that you are praying, oh God, help me, make me your mouthpiece. Let your truth be upon my lips. You wake up in the morning, the kind lie that you lied. You even shock yourself. Have you not? Hey. There are some things you do, you just shock yourself. You wonder, do I still have this kind of capacity? For example, we say God is raising people that will be, you know, financial pillars and all that and all that. Some of you, I saw some of you, you are saying amen. Oh God, use me, help me, help me, help me. Some people are saying help me. People like Ada were saying help me, help me. I was saying amen, 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 amen. The next thing that will happen is that you will owe MTN 500. Your shoe miss mending 500. And then your hair, you have been carrying it for more than 1 month. You need to retouch this hair. Say after me, retouch. And I'm a habos. Suddenly 3K enters. And then, you know, he didn't enter until you said that thing. He didn't enter. You have been looking for, well, I don't know. Why didn't God give me yesterday? He now entered. And then he said, he's not loud on these days. I know you are looking for audible voice of God, but you are looking for my song. You are now anointed. Before you hear my song, you are anointed. You hear my song, give. My song, fast. Is louder than my song. You are now called to nations. That's what people want. My song, give me 30 days, 40 days fast, is louder than my song, nation. So many people don't want to. They are looking for audible voice, but the purpose of their audible voice is not to be put into process. It is to announce them. The audible voice you'll be hearing is, my son, you are smelling. My son, you read, retouch. So he said, my son, give that trick. Give that trick. Just say small. This is the way they normally do my own. The person will just be looking at the money. Me, I'll be doing as if I didn't see it. But you know, there is a way. If I want you to look at this thing, I will look at you and look like this. Is it not true? If I look at you and look like this, you will look at it. The man will look at me, look at it. I will keep my face like this. He will look at me, look at it again. Until I finally look and say, is this my 3,000 they are looking at like this? I said, I'm not going to bring it. After everything, I now, it was, let's assume it's 200 naira they are telling me. And I said, okay, I will give 100. And I sent somebody like David to send 100 naira. David took my ATM, went like this, put it. He was just pressing.
You know, when you want to send money like this, you just type on. He was just pressing it. What I was seeing was debit alert. I called him. I said, "My friend, what are you doing? What are you doing? Look at what is happening." He said, "He's saying error." I say, "Error where? My account has cleared." Guess what? He's sending it to somebody you can. If you are the one, I'll say, "Oh, guys, mistake. Send it back. It's mistake." But when he landed in the person's account, he told me he's coming back. I said, "This one, where it went, he can't come back. I know where this thing went, he can't come back." Hi. My brother, the thing left my account. It took 3 days before he left my heart. You are not getting my point. God is telling you he is breaking you into new frontiers of financial capacity, and you don't know how it is going to happen. The first thing that is going to happen is that he will test you in giving to know if your heart has retained the capacity to be liberal. Because I'm using this. I've used lying. I've used purity. Because God wants to make sure. I'm teaching you dimensions of the deeper life. This is how life is funneled in us, and Christ is constituted in us, and then we live that kind of life. But we don't understand that that's how God works. And the reason why God works that way is what I was trying to teach you, that we have given ourselves to Adam and rebellion first before we gave ourselves to life. Is it not true? Then for us to live according to the constitution of life, the cross has to work on everything that is Adam. Are you getting the point? And the way God works on it is to demand of you to do something that is not pleasant to the flesh, that is not pleasant to self. Are you getting it? Now, for me, I will interpret it that what was living was money. But God's end is not the money. God's end is what that thing that happened did to my heart. At that instance, something that is not of God was put to death. It is on that basis that life entered and constituted me in a higher measure in that line of spiritual development. Are you with me now? So if I encounter an administration, I enter a place and God wants me to do something, by that life with which I was constituted, I can administer that life. Do you know? You know why now? Because that same thing I'm releasing, I have been constituted with it. But before I was constituted, something has to be unlearned or something has to die. And the instrument of ministering that kind of death to what is Adam in me, what is rebellious in me, what is selfish in me, what is flesh in me, is a medium that is called the cross. And the proof that the cross is working is that it will come in such a way that what you like as a man will be dealt with. Have you met circumstances as a wise man? People call you a wise man. You meet circumstances that all your wisdom cannot solve. It means that at that point, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. It means at that point that God is reconstituting you. And because he's constituting you by life. Now, in this context, the manifestation of that dimension of the life is in the context of wisdom. Are you with me? Meanwhile, before you were constituted with the wisdom of life, you operated with the wisdom of Adam and the wisdom of the flesh, sometimes the wisdom of the devil. Are you getting the point? That means you can juxtapose. You can think that all of them, sometimes you use God, sometimes God, when you want to enter into dimensions of the deeper life, God will make a demarcation. He will have to show you at what point you function by his wisdom and at what point you function by your wisdom. You know what he will do? He will make you to fail woefully in the things that you are good at. The things that your wisdom could have easily achieved before. He will make you to so fail that you will cry out, "Help me!" He say, "Yeah, you have come. You are now in a good place in the spirit." When a man comes to the point in his walk with God, and a dimension of the walking of God by the cross has exposed your frailties and weakness, you are in a good place. And in that place, you are now ready to be reconstituted by a dimension of God that can only be factored by life. At that point, the cross is working. but it's unpleasant. It's unpleasant because men can see it as failure. It's unpleasant because men can see it as loss. It's unpleasant because men can see it as you are wasting your life. Many things that God, there are many things He has also done. There are many things He has reconciled. But you don't know that that was what He was doing. Are you getting the point? The days you spend 2 years after graduation, before your result and call up is about to come, initially everybody was angry. They can't understand why. Because all of your results, good. Why that? See, it is now that you have reached this plane in the spirit that you will understand that God is trying to achieve an end in His agenda. Are you with me? Because even though you know that there is a destiny you are supposed to accomplish, you are not yet convinced on the path to follow. You still have many options. No, be so. Every man that have many options, if you come to Jesus, you have to be reconstituted by the dimensions of the deeper life. And if it is true that we enter into that dimensions, then you have to come face to face with the cross. And when you come face to face with the cross does not only deal with the bad things in your life. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Now, if you encounter the cross, it deals with sin, deals with lying, pornography, addiction. That is not the only thing the cross deals with. The cross deals with the things that is your strength, but is in the natural. Huh? That one is even higher. Because on the day that the cross is dealing with it, you will be frustrated. Because you used to think that that is the very reason why God is interested in using you. God wants to use you because He wants to use you, not because you are anything. In fact, the Bible said that He has chosen the best things of this world to confound the wisdom of the wise. Huh? So when you are following God, you need to be following what works for God. What works in the dimension of God is the things that is foolishness according to man. If not, why will somebody like me be here? You have heard my story now. Even when I wanted to act movie in first year forum in UNN those days. Amen. Look at me like this. Hey, everybody, look at me. They look at somebody like me and said, go and ask Satan. Do I look like somebody that should ask Satan? Huh? If you are looking for somebody that should ask Satan, they should speak somebody like Mike, because he's black in complexion. Huh? How can they look at me and say, ask Satan? Look, something. Are you with me? Oh, I didn't know God is at work. He wants to make sure He defeats anything I want to do. Because when I entered, that phase, God was showing me markers. I did not even understand that that's what He was doing. Because I entered the campus with a limp. When I'm looking at you, I will say, don't you know I'm a pastor in training? Don't you know that my father, Reverend Josiah Odechukwu, has poured oil on my head? I said, oh, ye man of God, go and conquer. Some of the time we are doing and you are, the power of God is falling on you. I said, it's not power that came, it's process. It's dealings. Some of the time, if I say such as I have, I give to you. Be careful. Ask me, what am I giving you? Well, it's the day this young man was living a good life. He was living a good life. He was doing all his consulting, everything. Every day I would finish preaching, he'd say, sir, pray for me, pray for me. I would say, receive. He would fall on that. I would say, receive. He continued receiving after 3 months. After 3 months, he became like crayfish. He bent by the reason of dealing. I can remember the days of his tears on the stairs.
My brother, you remember, he said he's riding. As he's crying, the thing is sweeting me. I say, God is working.
Some tears are good.
Yes.
I have cried too. I have overheard people say terrible things about me. Why God allowed me to hear it is what I don't know. He should have not allowed me to hear it. At least what you don't know is better. You can manage, but I heard it. Guess what he told me? He said, now that you have heard it, go and pray for them. I died and died and died again. Meanwhile, do you know what God was doing? He told me he will make me a father. Not physical father. He said he will make me a father. And if you will be a father, there is a kind of heart you must have. There is nobody that is within God's saving grace that the heart, your heart cannot accommodate. No matter how bad the person is. You see, so but when God said it, I rejoiced. I said, wow, God said he's going to make me a father. Just like many of you are. Say, God said he's going to make you a mother of all nations. You rejoice. You went and wrote it in the chapter. He's going to make me a mother of all nations. You don't know what it means. You think it's a good thing. When the dealing comes, first of all, the people you are going to murder will hurt you well. And then your heart will expand. You will see the people you are praying for, they will be insulting you physically. And God will say, you are doing a good work. This my teaching is not good. Let me stop here. You don't like my teaching. So, I want to save you. It's better you hear the real thing. God told me when I was one of the prophecies that came when I finished you serving, he said, I'll make you a father. I will make you a father. I wrote it in my journal. Every year I will read it. I will be praying in tongues. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, father of nations. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Wow. I didn't know I was saying the name. Just like I told them the last time, some of the tongues you are praying, you don't even know what it means. It might mean God send me to KB, send me to KB. That might be what it means. Some of the things you are praying and you are crying, you don't know what you are saying. God, even if I'm dying, keep me at tent. Keep me in query side. Don't leave me. We say, Kai, we pray today. Guess what will happen? You wake up tomorrow, you won't like your job again. The ways of God is foolishness to the natural mind. I'm telling you this to give you an advantage in your walk with God, so that you will not stumble. You see, men stumble because there is no light. But because you have been granted light as a result of this revelation that is passed across to you, you don't need to stumble. You will be aware that your walk is a structure in God's plan to make sure you don't fail. The thing that he has ordained you to be in the future, he has ordained you to be in this life, he is constituting you with the life with which you will power it. And before the constitution, is the dealing by the cross, the administration by the cross that deals with everything that is in the way man in you, that is a cabezem man in you. It won't be blizzard. And for almost 1 year and a half, that rebellious thing was in you. You are using it, you are fasting. You are using it, you are seeing anointing, but it's still there. But you won't even know. When you tell God, I yield to you, bring me to a higher level of humility. Oh God, bring me to a higher level of humility. You know what we think? You will think that if you wake up tomorrow, you will start behaving quietly. If you wake up tomorrow, see this lady, you know, you are her elder by every means. She will come and say, Guy, why are you behaving like this now? Every time you just be walking up and down, walking up and down. And then when he said it, you are hot, As long as you are hot, you have not died to the flesh. Any, are you with me? As long as somebody can still do something to hurt you, you are still alive. That very thing that is making you to be hurt, write it down. That is where the cross needs to walk. Until the cross has ministered death to it. When that thing now happens to you, if you are no more hurt by that, that means you have died to that. And then the life, there is another life that will come out of that death. It is called resurrection life. Eh? Now, remember I told you that the principle of life is resurrection. Is it not true? Now, if before there is a resurrection, there will be death. Eh? And before there is death, there is the cross. So what the cross does is to minister death to everything that is the flesh. And then, when that death has taken place, then there will be resurrection from that point. It is by the principle of resurrection that the life that is of God is now constituted inside of you. So if you have not died, there is no possibility of resurrection. It is that resurrection that the life takes and constitutes. So if you are still hot, maybe when I call your name and say some things, the thing pains you. Have you not noticed? Even me, when I notice it's paining you, I will now continue until one day I looked at you. I was even enjoying myself that time. Whenever I say it, the thing will pain me. I say, yeah, thank you, Jesus, for saving him. And then one day something happened and you did not do anything. I allowed them, they choke you. You did not do anything. Choke you. Did not do anything. So you be like this boy, don't they mature? Anyway, that's some phase. When you are increasing this, you have to be reconstituted by it. Because this life is eternal. That means the depth is as deep as God himself. Some of us, just as I was telling you, some of us entered a level of humility and we think we have come. And then something opened up to us. We found out we are wretched and proud. God dealt with that level. We became. And then another one was open. We saw another one. And then another one was open. Just like you have heard me say, I give. Something left my account, my eye open. I say, God, no. No, this one, no. You can give 5,000 now and say, yeah. I used to say I give every day. I give every, it's 5,000, 10,000. But when you add another zero, kind of giving you will give, you can't be doing like this. You want to cripple. I prayed in tongues all night. I was still feeling bad. Are you saying it has not happened to you? Oh, okay, it doesn't happen to you people. So I'm telling you, this is how God works, but you are not seeing it. You say, God, teach me the ways of the Spirit. Oh, Spirit of God, teach me your ways. Teach me your ways, Yahweh. Teach me your ways, Yahweh. And then someone like Chimwe will start crying and then fall under power. I know Moko Salahai. When the Spirit begins to teach you his ways, one of the things that will happen is that everything you know before then will be suspended. You will now notice that all you know will stop working. Have you not noticed? It will seem as if you have become blank. Nothing is working now. What have I known all this while? Then you start crying out. Cry. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Because you try fasting, it didn't work. Try prayer, it didn't work. Try this one, it didn't work. Try this side. None is working. You now notice that the Holy Ghost is trying to frustrate everything you know before. So that there is only one. Are you with me? He is answering your prayer, but when he answers it, one of the ways he does is to shut down every other avenue of you trying to make an attempt to enter into that body of his experience. Only one door will be open. So if it is true that we enter into another phase, you have to pass through that door. Do you know that door? That's the one the Bible says that it is narrow. Have you not heard of it? Narrow is the door that leads to life. You don't know what it means. Anything that is the flesh that has made you bogus, if you will enter into the regions of life whereby you will be constituted, then everything that is in the flesh will be shedded. Ozoma, you are very bogus in the flesh. You need to be cut down to size. You are very bogus. Forget you are slim. In the solical realm, you are bogus. Like there are people that is even big physically. Like Harry used to be big, but what has happened to? I apologize, my brother. Harry is now almost as slim as me. Kai. The dry bone shall rise again. I want you to pray one prayer. Ask God to open the eyes of your understanding. This is not a mental exercise. I know you make use of your mind, but it's not a mental exercise. Can you pray in the next 1 minute as we close? Pray. Anyway, if you like, don't pray, because you know it's not everybody that needs this thing. Some people just like hearing new things. They are not interested in being made into what they heard. Please, interested personnel should pray. Pray in the next 1 minute. Siparande bokos katavana pahata. Rentoko patahambe shita kapatalia. Lefete kembretos kapata pabianta lapaha. Open my eyes that I might see wondrous things out of your word. Open my eyes. Let the light of your revelation flood me, that I will see the patterns that is set in the spirit, that I will see the structures of your building. Oh, defente kaparianta. God is constructing. God is building. God is leading us in the path of life. Our eyes must see so that we will be able to yield. Our eyes must see so that we will be able to partner Him. Our eyes must see so that we will not fight the very thing that God is using to make us. Siya pakambre, ruata kaska peta manahapadia, petende kabrata paparia. Sakapatala, shapakapal. Mante kopatalia, teporia satamante. Brekota kapalia, brekota kapalia, shatakampetalia. Makapam pepetete, pepetete, shakapapam papatata. Oh, that men be reconstituted by life. Reconstitute me, O God. Reconstitute me, O God. And for some of us, in the places and plains, instances that the cross has worked in our life, can you ask God that you reconstitute me by the principle of resurrection? May I be molded by the structures of life, that I will become the very image and likeness of the one that I was made after. Cry to God. You will just see yourself become experimentally, experientially, that which is found in the only begotten Son of God. That is what the Holy Ghost is working in us as we yield to Him. He's working in us death so that we will rise up in life. He's working in us death to everything that is carnal, to everything that is fleshly, to everything that is worldly, to everything that is selfish, to everything that is of the old man, so that the life that is of God will spring up by the principle of resurrection. Ah, shikapante kabriatari, madapante kabrante kopatabaratari, sebrekapata bakampe, makapante kaburatua, sakapapakapapadata, mantakabia. Istepete kapariata papa manata mambola watakapente kiapala 30 more seconds. Shadapalia. Mapatakabina kapata. Mapatapatabina. 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 Astopatapakapana. Papapata papatapata kapapatata. Shapatapapapapapatakapia. Mapor papapapapor. Yapatapapor. Yapatapapapor.
That the life that is of Christ will be made manifest even in our mortal bodies. Feeling symptoms of any sickness, just take your hand and put at that part of your body, whether you are listening to me online or physically. Or if you can't put your hands there, just put your hands on your head. The healing power of God is going to touch you in the next 1 minute. The healing anointing works by instruction. It works by instruction. As I'm speaking, I see the sickness is leaving already. Father, I come against every spirit of infirmity. I come against every spirit of infirmity, whatever the name is, every pain, every affliction, every darkness. I command you to go now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you, devil of darkness, take your hands off. Take your hands off. We bind every spirit of infirmity now. Whatever your name is, I bind you now. I bind you. I command you to leave. 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 I command healing to come into your bodies now. In the name of Jesus. The same principle of resurrection that works into our soul can also work healing even in our bodies. We can live by that same life. In Jesus' mighty name, you are healed. You are healed. Check yourself. I just want to take one testimony. One testimony. Check yourself. Check yourself. One testimony. Come. Let's find out. Give her mic. What happened?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm feeling, I don't know what to call it. Both sides of my stomach, as if out strength from me, as in I thought he was fasting and all that. Early in the morning, if I get up, I will be feeling weakness, as if my energy is being sapped from somewhere, and it's around. But I just said I won't break my fast, even if I don't know. Until then, I will eat by around that kind 3:30. But it will still continue even dream prayers, and I didn't even know you would do healing session, because I said after this I'll come so that you pray for me. So when you say we should just place our hand, I just placed my hand. And after that, it's my strength returned. The pants that was beside it just stopped, as if the hands were released, and I was healed.
Clap for Jesus. See, you notice this, my guy there. Look at that, my guy. He is not clapping because he can do miracle. Clap for Jesus now. Clap for Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.